This was originally billed as a debate only because I was a bit anxious coming here. I didn't think I was going to have time to prepare anything, and also, in a room full of such luminaries, I thought, what could I, as an amateur, possibly have to say? So I thought I would settle for a debate. But after having been here for a couple of days, I realized you're just a bunch of guys. It's been rife with ideas, and I've had so many myself through talking with and listening to people, that I'd thought what I'd do was stand up and have an argument and debate with myself. I'll talk for a while and hope sufficiently to provoke and inflame opinion that there'll be an outburst of chair-throwing at the end. Before I embark on what I want to try and tackle, may I warn you that things may get a little bit lost from time to time, because there's a lot of stuff that's just come in from what we've been hearing today, so if I occasionally sort of go... I was telling somebody earlier today that I have a 4-year-old daughter, and was very, very interested watching her face when she was in her first 2 or 3 weeks of life, and suddenly realizing what nobody would have realized in previous ages. She was rebooting. I just want to mention one thing, which is completely meaningless, but I am terribly proud of. I was born in Cambridge in 1952, and my initials are DNA. The topic I want to introduce to you this evening, the subject of the debate that we are about to sort of not have, is a slightly facetious one. You'll be surprised to hear, but we'll see where we go with it. Is there an artificial God? I'm sure most of the people in this room will share the same view, but even as an out-and-out atheist, one can't help noticing that the role of a God has had an enormously profound impact on human history over many, many centuries. It's very interesting to figure out where this came from, and what, in the modern scientific world we sometimes hope against hope that we live in, it actually means. I was thinking about this earlier today when Larry Yeager was talking about what is life, and mentioned at the end something I didn't know about a special field of handwriting recognition. The following strange thought went through my mind, that trying to figure out what is life and what isn't, and where the boundary is, has an interesting relationship with how you recognize handwriting. We all know, when presented with any particular entity, whether it's a bit of mold from the fridge or whatever, we instinctively know when something is an example of life and when it isn't. But it turns out to be tremendously hard, exactly, to define it. I remember once, a long time ago, needing a definition of life for a speech I was giving. Assuming there was a simple one, and looking around the internet, I was astonished at how diverse the definitions were, and how very, very detailed each one had to be in order to include this, but not include that. If you think about it, a collection that includes a fruit fly and Richard Dawkins and the Great Barrier Reef is an awkward set of objects to try and compare. When we try and figure out what the rules are that we are looking for, trying to find a rule that's self-evidently true,